everyone, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog where I review all types of novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another book review today. Congrats to everyone who has made it 30 episodes in. I applaud you for your patience and dedication to whatever it is I'm doing here. So yeah, we're on episode 30. It's kind of crazy to me. But I don't really have much when it comes to announcements or any updates or anything. The only thing I can think of is I will most likely be slowing down a little bit on reviews, maybe going to every other week instead of every week. For upcoming weeks, I'm planning on doing one every week. But you know, I have so much going on in my life that I feel like the blog and podcast are kind of just slowly taking over. And I really feel like I want to produce quality episodes and reviews rather than just have a bunch thrown out at you guys. So yeah, I would much rather have it be quality over quantity. So potentially lessening reviews and episodes per week. We'll see, you know, I'll update you all on that if I come to that decision. But for right now, sticking with one review and one episode per week. And I think that's actually all I have for updates. So let's get right into this review. Today, I will be talking about Old Music for New People by David Biddle. Thank you to David Biddle and The Story Plant for providing me with a copy of this novel in exchange for an honest review. The book's content warnings: there's a lot of transphobia, including dead naming, harassment, etc. Harassment and assault are also present in this novel, so just please also be aware that I may have missed some potential content warnings. But there is, like I said, a great deal of transphobia and transphobic characters in this novel, so please keep that in mind before reading. I rated this novel overall 2.5 out of 5 stars. The plot and characters were 1 out of 5, the setting and writing were 3 out of 5, and the memorability was 4 out of 5 stars. While I expected a novel exploring a discovery of identity and self, I was met with a novel full of transphobia that had seemingly no end. I was utterly disappointed by the novel and its many aspects, for I was so looking forward to reading this book. Old Music for New People will be published by The Story Plan on December 7th, 2021, and it is 352 pages long. It's a young adult coming-of-age contemporary novel. The book's description from Goodreads, as always: it's the summer of 2013, and 15-year-old Ivy Scattergood has traveled with her family to their vacation home in Maine. The Scattergoods are a blended mixed-race family with old Philadelphia area Quaker roots. Ivy loves the Red Sox, one single music group at a time. This year, it's Johnny Swim, helping make dinner every night, and this guy in Maine named Bailey Cooper. Ivy also has no interest in makeup, heels, dresses, and most of the basic assumptions people make about what it means to be a teenage girl. But don't call her a tomboy, at least to her face. Then, her cousin Robert from San Diego, also 15, comes to visit as a beautiful, glamorous young woman who has renamed herself Rita Gomez. Thus begins a summer where Ivy's worldview will expand, where she will discover new layers to herself and those around her, and where stepping forward into the unknown will emerge as a bold adventure. Lyrically written and brimming with spirit, Old Music for New People is a luminous work of fiction. Sorry if you can hear my creaky chair. So let's just dive right into the characters, because that is one of the areas that I rated the lowest with this novel. So the main character, Ivy, for me at least, was completely unlikable and transphobic, and I'll get into the transphobia later. But to be honest, besides Rita, all of the characters are transphobic or display transphobic opinions, or it's a lot. But besides that, Ivy is a 15-year-old girl with a major case of like not like other girl syndrome, and I just found her to be entirely self-obsessed, obnoxious, and snobby. I don't know whether she came off this way because the book was written by a man, and I feel like that tends to go hand in hand with female characters not being realistic or relatable, but I did not like the main character, and you know, usually I like the main character. You're supposed to like the main character, or at least get why you hate them. Like, you know, if there's a book where you're supposed to hate the main character, that's different. But I really felt like I was supposed to like Ivy, and I just didn't. But the real star of the show is Rita, and she is a teen trans woman who visits Ivy and her family during the summer at their vacation home. Rita, I felt, was the only decent character in this novel. I really felt for her and the battle that she must go through while living with her atrocious family. None of the people she comes in contact with are understanding of her identity as a trans woman and the struggles that she endures. And I really, really felt for her, and I felt so bad, because that's horrible. And there's a whole, her whole family dynamic is so messed up. Her parents sent her out to Maine because they are having a divorce, and they claim that it's because of Rita. The entire reason they're getting a divorce is because of their arguments over Rita and her being trans. And she gets there and her family is just completely rude. I think like in the first chapter, I nearly put this book down because Ivy goes up to Rita and is like, hey, like I'm pretty sure this isn't a direct quote, but this is essentially what she says, like basically, hey, you're kind of freaking us out, but hi, welcome. Like, the entire, and yes, this takes place in 2013, and I really hope the author doesn't share these opinions, but there was a lot of stuff in this novel that was just like, oh yeah, Rita's weird because she's trans, and it just bothered me a lot, and more into the transphobia in the novel. So like I said, the story is told from the point of view of Ivy, whose internal monologue consists of criticizing and observing Rita. There are many moments where Ivy describes how Rita must be making a mistake in being trans because you are who you were born as. And, you know, there's a whole scene where Ivy, Rita, and the rest of the family, minus the parents, and I think Bailey Cooper, Ivy's crush, they all go to a Red Sox game. And during this scene, Rita becomes upset and hides from the rest of the family, but she comes back even more upset. Cause like she leaves and she goes to like the smoker area of the arena or whatever it is at a Red Sox game. I have no idea. I don't watch sports. if that's a surprise to you, like I review books. I don't know what to tell you. But during this scene, Rita basically becomes upset, because she's dealing with a lot of gender dysphoria. As trans people tend to deal with that a lot. And, you know, she leaves, she becomes upset, and she comes back even more upset. And Ivy follows her. She questions her about the situation, which is a good idea. But then Rita leaves again, and this time Ivy decides to follow her. And Rita reveals that while in the bathroom, two women and two men cornered her and not only verbally harassed her, but also physically assaulted her. They hit her, I'm pretty sure. And Ivy takes this situation, which at this point, you should just be comforting Rita. But instead, Ivy decides to lecture Rita about the difficulties that come with being trans, as if she doesn't already know. As if she didn't just experience those difficulties. And she uses this as reasoning for why Rita should not be trans, as if it's a choice. And just lectures her about it, like, she doesn't already know, and, like, she doesn't just need comfort during this point in time. At this point, I was just done with Ivy. I was like, stop. Like, you're not being a good supporter to her. You're not supporting her decision whatsoever. And, you know, I really hoped that over the course of the story, Ivy and the rest of their family would learn more about being trans through living with Rita and become more understanding. And I, like I said, I hope this evolution of mindset would occur for all of the characters. However, the only difference I notice between the characters at the start and end of the novel is that they no longer hide their opinion of trans people, because at the beginning, they're like, we can't really say it to her face. But at the end, they just tell Rita what they think straight to her face. And I'm not sure whether this was the author's intention or not, but either way, a lot of the characters in this novel, like I said, beside Rita, are unapologetically transphobic. And whether they think they're transphobic or not is a whole different issue. But I just could not get past the transphobia, because this book, you know, I thought it was going to be, like, the family overcoming their transphobia. Instead, they just embrace it. And I was just like, okay. Like, it just didn't click with me. And I just, it just didn't appeal to me as a book. But on to the writing and setting. The writing was compelling and realistic, and it felt like I was inside a teenager's head. So that definitely was a huge factor of me continuing to read, because I love contemporary and coming-of-age novels. That's pretty much all I have for the writing. It was realistic and compelling. And the setting, so the vacation home that Ivy's family owns sounds fantastic and made the book have this, like, summer feel to it. And with snow in my area and winter, which I love winter. I love how it looks. Poppy! I love how winter looks. I love how the holidays are coming up. You know, I love it. But I hate taking... Poppy, stop. I hate taking Poppy out to do her business in the snow. It's not fun. So there's upsides and downsides to winter, but regardless, I was like, ah, summer, awesome. So I don't know. I really love the just summer vibe to it. It made me feel like I was with them in Maine, which I don't know if I want to be there with them in Maine. Rita, I'd gladly hang out with, but the Scattergoods, most likely not. So, but on to the plot. So, the entire novel centers around how much Rita being trans affects the rest of her family, the Scattergoods. And I honestly cannot get cannot point out any other point of focus in this book. Ivy's entire conflict she must overcome is how weird Rita is and how unnatural being trans is. I say with quotes because it's ridiculous that she feels that way, but whatever. And there's multiple scenes where Ivy is talking about how she has this crush on Bailey Cooper, and she's had a crush on him for forever. And, you know, he sounds like an amazing person besides things that come out of his mouth. Fine, Ivy, you have a crush. But then Rita is just being friendly with him and is... What was that? Jeez. Poppy is just crashing the party right now. But there's this one scene where Ivy and Rita are on the ship with on their, like, boat with their family. And they see Bailey over there. And Rita's like, oh, yeah, he is cute. Like, good for you. And Ivy's like, are you trying to steal my man? Like, how dare you? And then she goes into how that's weird because Rita is a man, obviously, even though she's a woman, because, like, Rita says she's a woman, so she's a woman. She's like, how dare you steal my man, and how dare you be trans? Like, it's like, Ivy, calm down. you don't need to overreact. And she takes on this motherly, not motherly even, but, like, overbearing role, trying to control who Rita is. And it's like, you don't need to do that. Like, just let her live. Let Rita live. Let her be who she wants to be. And it's like, it was just ridiculous. And it really felt like Rita was supposed to be an antagonist and a burden upon the rest of the characters. The use of a trans woman to push along the plot and be the villain of other stories really pushed me the wrong way. And I really did not like reading about it. Which is part of the reason why I gave this book 2.5 out of 5 stars, because I was able to finish the book, and there were certain aspects that I enjoyed, but the transphobia, the not like other girls trope thing, just really ruined this for me. And Poppy is like sneezing all over the place right now, but... Yeah, like I said, I had high expectations, but was severely disappointed with this novel, and the amount of transphobia in this book really put a damper on the self-discovery that was promised, and I felt like it did the opposite of what it appeared it was trying to accomplish. I don't know, I really had high hopes for this novel, but it just didn't live up to what I wanted it to. So yeah, I was a little disappointed. But, I don't know, maybe I interpreted it differently than you would if you read it. But for me, it was just not a book that I would read again or recommend to, like, my friends. Hi, Eric. So, yeah, I think that is the end of my review of Old Music for Noob. Oh, wait. Okay, one last thing. One last thing that really, really bothered me. Ivy. Okay, so she, you know how she's like, I'm not like other girls. I don't like makeup or dresses or, which, like, that's fine. But don't put others down for it. Like, she is constantly bashing people for liking those things. And it just got annoying. But she talks about how, you know, she only likes one band, like, per season. Right? This one is, like, Johnny Swim. But then she goes on to talk about Fleetwood Mac as if there's some obscure band that no one's ever heard of and that she's so special for listening to Fleetwood Mac. Which, like, don't get me wrong, your girl loves some Fleetwood Mac, but, like, I'm the only one who listens to Fleetwood Mac, guys. I discovered them, obviously. We should put that on a pin. Maya discovered Fleetwood Mac or something. But yeah, it just really got on my nerves. I was like, Ivy, no, stop. But yeah, okay, now officially, that is the end of my review of Old Music for New People by David Biddle. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. Leave a rating on, what is it, Apple Podcasts, I think Podchaser, anywhere you can review or leave a rating for the podcast. It would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for those of you who have stuck around this far for making it to episode 30. That's crazy. And if you're new here, Poppy jumps in every 2 minutes and I am mostly incoherent. So, but anyways, you can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and Book Sirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading, and I hope all of you had an amazing Thanksgiving or holiday with your families. I hope it was fun and you ate a lot of turkey, you ate a lot of food. There's Poppy sneezing again. Poor kid. She just can't stop sneezing. I'm gonna have to get that checked out. But have an amazing day and thank you for being here. Happy reading.